Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Chagiga Dava. Figure upon Hema Beis Barabbanu page. Very last line. Next part of the Mishnah. Ezehu Katan. So we had a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's considered a Katan? And we said here, Kol Sheinu Yochel Lirkov L'Ksefo Shelav. He's not able to go ahead and to ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. That was the Lashon of Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel says that he was not able to hold the hand of the father and to go to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Shalom Shalosh Regalim. Now, says the Gemara here, Ezu Katan, Koshin Yachal Kovak Sefer Shalav. Remember, there's no Chiyah for the kid. There's Chiyah for us in Chinuch. Maskefla Rabbi Zeir, there comes the Asakasha. Beep, turn the page. Vav Amarav. Ad Hacha Manasya. How did this kid get there until that point? In other words, Rashi says, Ad Yerushalayim. Me and view who brought him there. Valomichu Yachol Leos Chutzmihimos. Since he's able to be away from his mother, in other words, he's not nursing him where he's weaned. Yachol Lechos Biyadaviv. He's able to hold on to his hand. The Kedei Aliyim Yerushalayim Lahar Abayis. Ata Omer Shiyachanchu VaAd Yerushalayim Yeviu. The question is, you're mechanechem or not mechanechem? Who brought him up to Yerushalayim in the first place? What's your question? Omer Lahar Abayis. He says, no. Ad Hacha Demechayiv Imay Besimcha. Since a woman is also chayiv in Simcha Siyantiv, because it says V'samachta Tovi Secha. Rashi says, therefore, it's an assumption. Lalos Leregel Ulesmach V'Chagim Bayla. She's going to be joy to be with her husband. Dalas Simcha Nisavu Noshim. They're chayiv also Tzchiv, as the pasuk says, of Samachta Tovi Secha. She's with her husband. So the kid, the mother brings the kid. I see. Say, even the mother brings it. Mikan Meilach, and from there on, Rashi says the Imi Lo Mechayev Lisrael's Barabayis. Im Yachal Asu Lechus Biyadu Shel Aviv Mishlaim Larabayis Chayev Ilo Pater. Now Heishiv Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel Divrei Shammai. Rebbe came in lieu of Beis Hillel to go and ask the kasha on Beis Shammai. Aye, v'chana laolsa ki amra leisha ad yigmal anar veviyosiv. The chana didn't go up because she said to her husband until the boy is weaned, until Shmuel alanar azeh. Elanar says he is palalti. He says Ayigamal Hanar Rabbi Yosef. Rashi says Lusof Chavtal Chodesh, because it's after 24 months Shekini Tiduk Yonik. That's when they go and they nurse. Mishnah Rishona Hu Yachal Lirkov Al Ksifah Shal Aviv Kedei Lazus Mishalayim Harabayis VeKolchken Mishilo LeMishkan. Certainly could have gone for the Shilo to the Mishkan, right? But what happens? What VeHash Shmuel the Yachal Lirkov Ksifah Shal Aviv However is able to ride on his father's shoulders and they didn't go. What's going on over here? Amalei Avua said Avua said, what's Avua? I mean the Avua of Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said back, V'Litamech, according to you, Tikshi L'Chana Gufa L'Chana herself. Milo Mechayev B'Simcha Shichayev B'Simcha. Why didn't she go up? Ella Chana Mifankusa Yiserta Chazi Beis Shmuel. She saw that Shmuel is very finicky. He's a very delicate kid, and therefore it'd be hard for Chasha Beis Shmuel L'Chulsa. The Orcha is going to be hard for him to go along the way. And therefore, that's why she didn't go also, because she couldn't go with him. Boy, Rabbi Shimon, Katan Chiger L'Divrei Beis Shammai. What about a Katan who is a Chiger, he's not able to walk, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, he's not able to walk at all. So, of course, according to Beis Shammai, though, he can ride on his father's shoulders. V'suma L'Divrei Shteim, and what about a blind person, according to both of the Shitas? Mao, what's going to be the din? Says Rashi, the Ilu Chiger L'Divrei Beis Hillel, lo mi boil, instead of the question, the lo mi There's no chinuch here. He's able to go walk on his feet. He's not able to. He's able to go on to ride on his father's shoulders. He could hold on to his father's hand. Is there a chiv of chinuch or not? Hey, Dami, what is the case? You're talking about a kid who can't walk. He's not ever going to be able to walk. He'll never get better. He's never going to get his sight back. Hashtag gadol pater katan mibay. Even a gadol is going to be pater in such a case. Even tell about it. Katan Rashi says, hello, ain chinuch katan ela kedela and higo. The only reason for chinuch of a katan is to get him on the track. She sorich achem enagu should go be led after his minah kishiyagdo when he gets older. If he came and says that pater shiyagdo lama li chinuch, if he's going to be pater when he gets older, what even chinuch in the first place? So the Gemara says lo tzvicha bechiger shiyachol is pashit. He will get better. Rashi says called him shiyagdo before he gets bigger, before he gets older. And so mishachol is patech. He's also going to be able to go and see when he gets older. My, what's going to be then? Amar Abaye kol heichad the gadol mechayev. Whenever the gadol is going to be chayev midaraisa, then katan nam mechanchel midarbanan, the katan mechanchel midarbanan. Koyechet the gadol pater midaraisa, when he goes pater midaraisa, midarbanan katan nam yipater midarbanan, the katan's going to be pater as well. So in that case, an adult who's going to be lame or blind is not going to be chayv midaraisa. The mitzvah, there's no midarbanan to go to train a katan who has the same issues over here, even though he's able to get better by the time he gets older. Okay, now we go into the actual value. We said again, Beit Shammai Omer Mariyah Shtei Kesef. They said that the Olas Re'iyah has got to be 2 silver ma, and the Shammai Chagiga has got to be 1 silver ma. Beit Shammai says flip it. Olas Re'iyah is worth 1, and the Shammai Chagiga is going to be 2. Tana Rabbanan, Beit Shammai Omer, they come and say, Re'iyah Shtei Kesef, Chagiga Ma Kesef. Why do they say that? Yo, the why they said the Re'iyah's got to be Shtei Kesef, Chagiga Ma Kesef, She Re'iyah Ola Kula Lagava, because the Re'iyah, the Ola's Re'iyah is burned up entirely in the Mizbeach. Oh, it's more Chashiv. Ma She'in Kim Chagiga was not to the Chagiga, therefore it's more Chashiv. Va'od Metzin about Tzeres, that's what we find when it comes to Shavuos, Sheribahem, Akustav, Ola's Yosem, Yishlamim, there's more Ola's given than Shlamim. Rashi says, "Metzina b'atzeres be." It says that it's got to be shor or kesef. Vikratam alechem shivas kvasim tamimu apar ben bakar echad elim shenayim yu ola laHashem k'siv shnei kvasim leshana lezevach shlamim. So it ends up you see that it's there's more Olas and our Shlomo. Basil Omrim, no. Haria Ma Kesav Ria is only going to be 1. Vachia Shtei Kesav Shechagiga Yishna Lefnei Hadibar. Right? That is what it says. What does it mean? Koda Matan Torah. Hikrivu Shlomim B'Sinai. They brought a Shlomim. The Siv Yishlach is Nari B'nei Yisrael. V'yavah give the high Krak Siv B've'ila Mishpatim L'achar Esteris Adibros. Called them as Sarah Sibras Hava. It was before because of Emuk to Mukha Batar is no order. Hachi Tanya Bimisechis Shabbos, Separek Rabbi Akiva, Daf Peches, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bishne Ola Vieyred, Ola Vieyred, Bishlishi, Ola Vieyred, Vieyi, Yared Vishuv Lo, Ola Bachamishi, Bottom is Bear, Hakiva, Ola Va. Nitha Torah, Rabbi Shishi, the Torah is given, Vain Atamotzi, the Sia Torah, Binyan Mizbeach. So that was also called, that was also an Ola. Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? But the point that we say now is that Chagiga, the Shammai Chagiga was before the Torah, Mashiach and Kimir, which we do not find by the Re'iyah. We also find by the Nesim in Parsis Shalach, where it was B'chanukas and Mizbeach, he krivu shlamim yosim olos. They gave more shlamim than yivolos. Kol abakar la'ola v'chol bakar Zevach Shlomim. Sheriba Hema comes back in the Gemara. So Bishlomim Yosem Rolos. You get more Shlomim Rolos. That's why this Beis Hillel says that that's more valuable. Beis Hillel, my time of law, Amir Yikim Beis Shammai. Why doesn't he agree like Beis Shammai? Or is how they knock it off? The Ka'amart, he would say that the Ka'amart Re'iyah Difa the Ola Kula Lagavoa. Because reference to that Beis Shammai say that the Olas Re'iyah is more chashev because of the fact that it's all eaten up. We could say adaraba chagiga difa. That's better. The ikav shtei achilos because it has 2 achilos. I mean, part of it's on the mizbeach and part of Rashi says mizbeach va'adam. Right? Part of it's mizbeach. One of it, part of it is a person. So maybe that's even better. The ka amart and that what you said neil from etzeres. I'm saying that from the fact that Olas Re'iyah is better from Shavuos, we can say Dabrin Karbon Yachid mi Karbon Yachid. We just want to learn out Yachid from Yachid, like the Shammai Chagiga and Olas Re'iyah, to other things, right, that are Yachid, right, like by the Nesiim, and that was more Shlamim. Ve'ein Danin Karbon Yachid mi Karbon Tzibor. I'm going to learn it Karbon Yachid Tzibor, like by Shavuos. Right, this is Nesiim, Karbon Yachid Re'iyah, Chagiga, Karbon Yachid, Val Kivsei Atzeres, Karbon Tzibor, Umitrum Salishka. Yeah, so we don't want to learn that from there. Frek the Gemara, Beis Shammai, my time of law, make a Beis Hillel. Why isn't Beis Shammai, why don't they go like Beis Hillel? It says the Gemara, Tekamar, Chagiga, Adifa, Diyesh, Nalufnei, Adibar. Because we said, right, so, that which Beis Hillel say that Shammai Chagiga is going to be better because it's brought before the Torah is given, we can say back, Re'iyah, Nami, Yesh, Nalufnei, Adibar. Re'iyah was also given, the Olas Re'iyah was also given at Har Sinai, right? The Ola Karbonos were brought at that time, where Olas Re'iyah, according to Beis Shammai,
And the Udgamet Nail of Nisim, they said, learn it from the Nisim, the Shalman Nisim over there, because Chagiga, they give more, done and Dover and Noah Ledorus, we don't know Ledorus. Let's compare things that are Ledorus, like the Shalman Chagiga and Osir Ia, to something else which is Ledorus, and that was the Karban Serbat on Shavuos. The aim. Don and Dover, I know Gladaris, but Dover Shane and Gladaris. There's something that's not Gladaris, like the Nisim, which only brought one time, so you should learn that from there.
Why
did they say that the Shalom Chagiga, you know, it was brought before the deed, before the Torah is given? The Pasuk says, the sacrifice Shlamim. Re'anami, but Olos also says, Olos, Vayelu Olos, they also brought Olos. They don't have a right over here. Both types were brought over there. So as Beis Hillel learning out from here, the Shem Chagigar are more Chashiv. Kasavi Beis Hillel, they hold Ola Shehikriva Yisrael B'midbar, the Ola that Ben Yisrael brought in the Midbar before the Torah, Olos Tamid Havai. It was the Ola of the carbon Tamid. Rashi says, Chovas kol yom v'yom v'lo gaminu mina. We don't learn out from something that's brought every single day. Ubi shame sar b'same hold ol shekriv yisob b'midbar. The ol that they brought in the midbar, olas re'iyah avai. No, it's an olas re'iyah. Rashi says Hashem v'yachuzu es ha Elohim. So it's not the olas tamid. It's the olas re'iyah, and therefore the ola is actually on a higher level. Says Beis Shammai, so they say that's worth two because it's more chasher. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here with this, but you know what we do? It's time to review. Let's take a look back on Daf Hey Amud Bey, starting with Hey Amud Daf on the bottom of the page, second to last line. The pasuk says, "Bechara apibo bayom ahuv azatim misatim panai mehem." Then my anger will flare against them on that day, and I'm going to forsake them, and I'm going to conceal my face for them. Amar Rabbi Bardala Bar Taviomi Amar Rav. Kol she'enu v'hester panim, anyone that's not in hester panim, anyone that's not part of them, from the Jewish people. Kol she'enu v'hoya v'alecho, anyone that's not in the case where they're going to be, you know, eaten and taken advantage of. Beep, turn the page, cha'aheim v'beis. Anyone that's not from the Jewish people. Armin l'rabbanim l'rava, they came against Rava, because they found that things were going well for him. Mar lo v'hester panim, yisei v'lo v'hoya l'echo yisei. You didn't have, like, some turning his face from you, or getting eaten and taking stuff from you. Armin lo miya d'isu, do you know how much... much money after pay Shavur Malka? Bitsina, feel hachi of a be rabbanai near, they put their eyes upon him, and I'll hachi shadu the be Shavur Malka. In the meantime, what happened was they send more, Shavur Malka send more, people from his, the kingdom of Ravur, and they came along and Shalalu, they looted from him. They took the loot. Amar, hainu detanya, this is what it means when he says in the Brisa, Amar, Rabbishim and Gamliel, komakur shasu chachamim neim, umisa oni, where the chum put their eyes out, there's going to be death, there's going to be poorness, poverty. Vanuki has to ask the pane beyomahu. Even though I come from my face, and by yom during the day, I'm going to come to him in the night in the dream. Rav Yosef Amar Yadonitu Yaleinu. His hand, his place is stretched over us in order to protect us. With the shadow of my hand, I have covered you. Rav Yosef Bechananya Avakoy Bekisa was standing in the Caesar's palace. And Achvileahu Apikorsa, like he singled to him. And the Amada Adrinu Mari Lape Mine. And the Yidden, he was signaling to him that the Yidden are a nation whose master has turned his face away from them. So Achvilei, he motioned back to him, Yadun Turilina, his hand is over us. Amalei Kesel Yeshua, my Achvilach. What's going on over here? Like you guys are motioning to each other. He says, well, Amada Adrinhu, Mari Lapim, he said to me that Hashem turned his face from us. But I signaled back to him to let him know that no, Hashem stretched his hand over us. Amalei Luminis said, Amin, Mayachvilu, and they asked him, what was the gesture going on? He says, Amada Adrinhu, Mari Lapim, I said that Hashem turned his face from you. Mayachvilu, what did he respond back to you? What did he say? Lo Yidani, he said, I have no idea. Amu Gavad, Lo Yad, Mayachvilu, but Machuk, you know what's going on over here, what's being signaled to him. Yahweh, Kameh Malko, we're going to start like throwing hands up in front of the king of us. It's disrespectful. Of course, cool. I took him out and they killed him. Was on his way out when he was dying. The Chachamim, they said to him, "My Tehevun Alan Mi Apikarsin." He says, "What are we going to do now with Apikarsin?" I was not know how to answer them. Amalem says, don't worry about it, because he was one who was answering the Apikorsis. Of the Eitzim, Ibanim Nisucha Chachmasam. He says, when the counsel is lost, and the Eitzim, and the advice is lost from amongst us, from the children, then their wisdom became nischa, became sour, became disgusting. That can happen. Came shalav da'isa mivanim. Once we don't have the way of answering, nischa chamasim shulam. So don't worry, we're always going to be at least equal to them. V'ba'isema mehacha. You can see from here. V'yomim nischa v'nilcha v'yelcha ne'echa. Isa said, travel and let us go. And I'm going to come alongside of you. And that is that the most that they're able to be. Rashi says is b'shavya. Right, that b'shavya is going to be equal to us. Okay, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Salik Bidarga, Devi Rabbi Bar Shila. Another story time. Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Salik Bidarga, Devi Rabbi Bar Shila. Rabbi Eloi was once going up the steps of the house of Rabbi Shila, and Shabbat Yenukah, the Havakarbi, he heard this kid who sang a pasuk. Hini Yotzer Ariach, Yotzer Harim, Uvare Ruach, Magid Alda Masicho. He forms mountains, creates winds, and recounts to a person what were his words. Amar, Evet Sherab Magid Lo Masicho, Takar Yishlo. The Evet that his master is telling him what everything he's gonna, that it was said, like, what hope is there for this? It's insane, it's difficult, it's challenging. My Seicho, what does it mean? What are his words? Amar, a few Seicho Yisera Shabin Yishlo, even extra talk between man and his wife. Magid lo the mishal meisod the tefillin person was the time of his death. Is that really true? Bahar Rav Kahana, we know that this Rav Kahana spoke things. Bahar Rav Kahana, Havagane to say Puriya the Rav. Rav Kahana was under the bed of Rav. Shami the Sach Pesach of Yisrael Chachov. He saw that he was speaking and laughing with his wife and then doing his needs, having tashmish. Amar Dami Pumi the Rav. Come out a little time late. Tavshila sounds like Rav. Like you're starving. You haven't had any food, any tashmish. And all you're doing for Taiva. Amar Leib Kahana, Poo, get out of here. Lav Rav Kahana. It's not the way to behave. So you see, Rav also did like things. It's more low kasha. Kahana the Tzarech. Lir Tzuya, you have to appease your wife when you have to tashmish, and ha, the Lord says, Lir Tzuya, we don't have to do it. Vim lo sishmaru b'mistarim, tifka nafshim b'pnei geva. If you don't heed this, my spirit will cry in the hidden chambers because of your hardness. Some Rav Shmuel, bar in Yom, Shmei the Rav. Mokim Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mistarim Shmuel. There's a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, and it's called mistarim. My b'pnei geva, what does this mean? When it says, what does it mean, because of your haughtiness? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Ibnei Gavasin Shal Yisrael, the guy of Yisrael, Shenitla, Mehen, Vinesin, Lov, Lichav, and they lost their greatness, is given over to the guy. Rav Shmuel Bar Nechmini Amar, Mipnei Gavasin Shal Malchus Shemayim, there was lost. Amika, Bechiyav, Kamidah, Kosh Bochot, they're crying in front of Hashem, Amar Rav Papa, and it's with Nevi Kosh Bochot, there's no sadness. Shem, as the Pasuk says, Hod Vahadar Lefanav, Odz Bechad Bim Komo. Right, there's always going to have this greatness in front of us. Says Gemara, look, Hasha, ha, bebate gavai. When did we say this concept of crying? This is the inner chambers. Ha, bebate gavai. That's in the outer chambers. Oh, bebate gavai, low, really? And you're saying that in his outer chambers, no crying? I vokse, but the pasuk says, vayikra don Hashem. Veikar Hashem Elokim Tzavakos Bayomahu Levchi Lemispeid Lokarchel Lachusak. Right, it says even that Hashem is crying. No shiny chorim beisamig. It says different. Da afilu malchi shalom bach. Even though the angels of peace were crying. Shnemer hein arelim tzalku chutz malchi shalom mar yufkiyim. V'damo etid mavaseri neini dima bi nishbar. Nishba Eder Hashem. And this is talking about the pasuk when saying Hashem was crying. It says the type of crying, the three cryings that went on there. I remember Lazar Shalosh Demos, Halul Lama, why three? Achas Lam Mikdash Rishon, one's for the first base of Mikdash, Achas Lam Mikdash Shem, the second one. V'achas Lam Yisrael, Shekol Vim Koman, that the Yidner are in Galus. V'Yigadami, some say Achas Lam Bittah Torah from the Bittah Torah. Bishol Lam Adam, Al Yisrael, Shekolu, okay, Hanadil Siv, Ki Nishba, Eri Der Hashem. That's what it means that it says a flock of Hashem singing into captivity, that they're in Galus. El Lam Adam, Al Bittah Torah, Sam Bittah Torah, my Nishba Eder. Hashem, what does that mean? The flock of Hashem is singing to captivity. Kevin's Gol, Yisrael will come, and since we're going from their place, in the Torah, you go to Mizzah. There's no greater bit of Torah than that. Tanu Rabbanan, Zog, the healing of our Shlosh, Hakavish Baruch, Bochaleim, Choyom, there are three. Hashem cries over every day. Alshe Efshah, Lassuk, Batorah, Vaino, six of them could be stagnant, isn't. Alshe Efshah, Lassuk, Batorah, six of them can't, it is. It's hard for them, and they're in pain, and he cries over that. Alparan is a Miskaya, Tzibur, and the one who's supporting Tzibur is Miskaya, who's Gaiv over them. Rebbe have a nugget. Say for Kinas, he took a Kinas of a Kakari Begavini read inside. Kimatalai Psukum, when he got to the following pasuk that says that Hishlich Mishamayim Aretz, he cast down from heaven to earth the glory of Bnei Yisrael, Nafum and Yadi, fell from his hands. Amar, he said, Meigaru Ram the Beirel Mikta, from a high roof to a deep pit. Rabbi Chiyav, Kushak Libazubi Aretz, the one time they were walking along the way, Kimatalai, who mastered them, they came to a certain town, they said, Is there a great Torah scholar here, young Torah scholars? I'll go give them honor, we'll go visit them. There is one over here and he's blind. Rabbi said to Rabbi, who's more chashev, says, Tivat, sit over here, don't, you know, disgrace your state of Nasi coming to visit this person. I'm going to go visit him. He overcame him and he went with him. Rabbi went with him. When they were leaving from the blind man, this blind Sumer Ban and Amalu, he said to them, "Atemi kabaltem panim and yirim veinu roim." You came, you came to visit someone who's seen but who doesn't see, meaning I'm blind. Tiskul hakvil panim haroim veinu yirim, and you should be zocha to also be visiting the one who sees but is not seen, meaning Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, so Rabbi said to Rav Chia, "Oh, you see what happened? Ika hashem anata mehaim birchas. If I listened to you, then I would have missed out on this bracha." Amalei, so they said to the blind person, "Miman Shmila, who did you hear that it's such a big deal to go and visit someone?" Mipirka the Rabbi Yaakov Shmila. I heard from the lectures of Rabbi Yaakov. The Rabbi Yaakov ish kfar chitaya have a makbil apay the Rabbi kol yoma. He would go and visit his rabbi every day. Kikosh, when he became old, Amalei loaned his time. He says, "No, don't trouble yourself to come visit me. Deliver chomar because he's not able to go and do it." Amalei said back to him, "Says Rabbi, mizutar ma'ar dechsebul rabbanon. Is that small? We use the rabbanon say v'chi od lenetzach lo yiru lo yira shachus ki yira chacham mivusu, and he will then live for eternity and never see the pit, for he sees wise men die. Ma'aro chacham mivusu yich. If someone sees them die in there, he's going to live. Then bechayei and." He sees him during their lifetime. How much more so? So, like, I'm going to come continue visiting you. He's going to travel for 3 months. The Chadiyom Bei Rav and he's staying for only one day in the Bei Rav. He was 3 months there, spend one day there, and then make his way back. And they called him, "Oh yeah, student for one day." He was all dejected from that statement. And I became like a laughing stock for my friends over here. They're making a joke, a mockery of me. And what happened? I believe Rabbi Yochanan says, "I beg of you, lo sanish lo rabbanon. Don't punish them. The ones insulted you." Because not like Rabbi Yochanan lebe mitzvah of a darshi. He went and then he explained, "Vosi yom yom yidushun v'das derecha yichpatzun. They seek me each and every day, and they desire to know my ways." Right? It seems like Hashem takes. It's telling us that the seeking of Hashem takes place only during the day. Chibayom darshan us only during the day, but laila in darshan so they don't go and visit him. They're not seeking him. Ela lomachas, come tell you, call his Torah, fili yom echad b'shana, someone who studies Torah even one day of the year. Ma'ala, because if he also calls shana kula, it seems pretty like he learned the entire year. Chimidus baronios, chimidus baronios, what to do with bad things. Chsib, misparash, yom asher tatam as arets, yom asher shana, v'chabram shana chatu, but they spied out the land, the number of days you spied out, you get punished. 40 years they sinned. Hello, Abraham. Yom Chatu is just 40 days. Hello, Mecha. Kol over Avira. Feel Yom Mecha B'Shana. Even one day. Malilo Kasev. Keilu Avar Kol Shana is considered as if he did it for the entire year. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.